Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach. Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's kick the show off and go with Jan Marie. Jan Marie, welcome to the show, darling.
Hey, how are you?
Living well. What's up?
Good, good. I have a question about iodine.
All right, let's talk about iodine.
Thank you. I've been reading a lot of stuff on the internet about it, and had a TSH level taken last year, and about this time last year, my vitamin D level was just like at the bottom, too. So
okay.
I'm asking for another prescription for that. But in terms of the thyroid function, my family has a history of thyroid disease, and I was reading something about taking, I don't want to say a product, but it's something that, I guess it's sea kelp. It's a supplement. Mm-hmm. But I feel like I eat lots of salt, but they come in the forms of frozen foods and things that I eat that are, you know, processed kind of things.
Right.
So I want to know, what are the benefits of iodine? Since I've been taking this supplement, I feel a tremendous amount of more energy. I don't feel as bloated. I sleep better, and my knee doesn't crack as much. So I'm just wondering, what can you tell me about iodine?
Yeah, I mean, iodine is mainly for the thyroid, and it's the number one trace mineral, and that's why the sea kelp supplement that you're talking about can be so helpful. But, I mean, are you taking thyroid medicine now?
No, I'm not, because my thyroid levels were within the normal range at the doctor's office.
You're not having any symptoms.
But I had all the signs of thyroid problems that they, you know, talk about. You know, I even had a symptom, kind of felt like carpal tunnel, just things like that. So low energy, bags under the eyes, just
all that kind of thing. Is your hair falling out at all?
Well, not on my head, but the rest of my body, like my arms and stuff like that.
You get real thin.
But my hair was really thick anyway on my head, so it is. Okay. Thinning, I guess, a little bit. So.
I gotcha. Well, I mean, so you're just thinking about more for prevention, right? So you don't get thyroid disease.
I guess so, yeah. Is there any harm in taking an iodine supplement?
No, actually, I think it's typically, you know, recommended. Women need about 450 micrograms a day of iodine. Men need about 150 micrograms minimum, okay? Mm-hmm. And it's really, really important because, you know, your thyroid functions completely off iodine, and we don't really get it in our diet hardly at all.
Is that test sensitive enough, though, to catch everything?
Yeah, it is.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, the TSH is T4, T3. You'd want to have all of those done, and then you'd want to have the TPO antibody test done, which is called the thyroid peroxidase, and that'll let you know if you've got any kind of autoimmune disease like Hashimoto's thyroiditis that could be kicking in. So, yeah, I mean, that's a really good test to do and just have it done. But I would not just check that. Have them check your hormones. Have them check any type of, you know, like vitamin D levels. Have them check just a good baseline overview every 6 months. It's one of the best things you can do to make sure that you stay on top of your health and that things don't decline. And I'll tell you one little secret about the thyroid if you're concerned about it. The pituitary gland is the driver for the thyroid. And we never check it. I mean, literally, it's just one of those tests we never do in medicine. And you can check HGH levels, and you can see what levels of the pituitary gland, how much the output is. And if
what
the output's really low, huh?
What should the should the level be? I mean, what should it?
The blood test will tell you 1.5 to 4.5 is really good. Mm-hmm. But I can tell you that for more prevention, up around the 5.0 range, like 3.5 to 5 is really a better way to go. I mean, healthy pituitary gland function is vital for all your other your hormone systems, from thyroid to the testosterone levels to estrogen levels, progesterone, all of that is going to key off of a healthy pituitary gland. And most people's literally would not, I mean, I've checked blood so many times on people with the pituitary gland and checking that, and it was just rock bottom, like 0.1. And, you know, that's one of our big anti-aging hormones. So keeping that level up is really, really important for healthy thyroid function. So if that's a concern of yours, I'd have it checked out. But your eating habits and all that, that plays a big role too. So if you're worried about the thyroid and it becoming slow, you want to stay away from all the cruciferous vegetables, like broccoli, which is a superfood, but still it is a cruciferous vegetable and it can cause slow thyroid function. Also Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, that whole cabbage family too can really wreak havoc on it. And strawberries, it's one of the only berries that has components in it that will slow the thyroid down. So
what about diet drinks? What
now,
is that?
I mean, that's what, not even
I
diet
know,
drinks.
Poison. I know.
Like diet
I know.
Sodas?
I know they're poison, but what is it that they do? How do they trigger the mind to, I think they think they're sugar. I swear I gain more weight when I drink more diet.
Well, you soda. Do, because it triggers the body even more of a response than what sugar does to store. Now, the sugar is actually going to store because it increases your blood sugar, and, of course, insulin is going to be secreted, so. But, I mean, what diet drinks do, they have the artificial sweeteners in them. And aspartame is an artificial sweetener that has been linked to some challenging issues within certain people. It can cause memory loss, and it can cause just a host of cognitive impairments if it's taken in large quantities. It's something you don't really want to put in your body that much. So, yeah, you want to stay away from the diet drinks for sure. I mean, if you want to have a soda and you really crave that, Zevia makes really good sodas. They're made with stevia extract. I mean, the soda thing is not the best thing for you, obviously. We know that. But if you have to have one, you're craving it every now and then, Zevia is a good way to go. Or you can use seltzer water at home. And, you know, they make some really good seltzer water and just use like fruit. You can use squeeze a lemon or a lime and put some stevia in there, and it'll taste like a 7-Up or a Sprite. So those are good alternatives. But, I mean, yeah, your diet is a key. And getting radical with that and making really good food choices, like following the anti-inflammatory diet, you know, good lean quality proteins like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, low glycemic carbohydrates, fruits and vegetables, and the healthy fats, almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, all of those are extremely beneficial, you know, when you're looking to kind of get things where they need to be. So just a couple of things to think about. Iodine, is it good for you? Absolutely. And if your multivitamin doesn't have it in there, you definitely want to look at maybe getting some liquid form of that to include in your daily regimen, especially being a female, because you guys can get so deficient. And you need 150 micrograms for your thyroid, 150 micrograms for your breast tissue, and 150 micrograms for your ovaries. And if they don't all get it, I mean, the body can become deficient. Look at what breaks down in women more than anything, right? The ovaries, the breast tissue, getting tumors and fibrocystic type issues in the breast, right? That's a big issue that all women are concerned about. And you see more women with hypothyroidism than, I mean, it's like triple of what men get it. So there you have it. And iodine deficiency is one of the biggest issues that we see for a lot of endocrine disorders. So keep me posted on how it goes, and I'll always be here for you. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. If you can lifestyle your way into getting sick, you can lifestyle your way out and get well, but you have to make the right kind of choices. And that's what we want to help you do on this show. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio, and don't forget to check us out online.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We've always heard that we are what we eat. Well, physicians everywhere tell you that diet is the first step toward a healthy heart. Step One Foods is a new system that mixes scientifically proven nutrients with the foods that you love, like pancakes, dark chocolate bars, and smoothies. The Step One program allows you to replace two meals or snacks that you normally eat and then enjoy nutritious foods the rest of the day, including lean proteins, fresh fruits and vegetables, and whole grains. Many people have found Step One Foods to be a solution for statin drugs or side effects of many medications. Every serving of Step One is scientifically based and has all the critical building blocks of heart health. With no added sugars, preservatives, colors, or fillers, Step One Foods is trusted by physicians. Visit StepOneFoods.com, that's StepOneFoods.com, or call 866-543-4273. That's 866-543-4273.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
Healthy Talk Radio online at healthcoachradio.com.
Call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open this hour, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Going to the break, we're talking with David. David is a little concerned about blood pressure, how to get things managed. He's a little bit different because when he's at home, it seems to be managed with the medications that he's taking, metoprolol as one of the main medications. His physician has him on, and as he's home, and then when he goes to the doctor's office, it goes up to about 145 over 85. And David, I was just kind of telling you that there's a lot of things you can do to help with blood pressure, a lot of things you can do to have a healthy heart. The medication is, I'm just a big fan. Whenever your doctor puts you on something, you need to stay on it. It is. That's standard of care, and that's why they have you on it. So it's always a good thing to do. Now, there's things you can do to support good heart health. And there's been a lot of things. Harvard did some studies on some basic exercise. We know exercise is good. We know that. But if, and, you know, walking, jogging, those kind of things. But they found that rebounding, which is where you get the little mini trampoline, and they have them, you know, they're like $100 at Dick's Sporting Goods. UrbanRebounder.com is a really good place to get that. But yeah, you get on a little mini trampoline, jump up and down like a little jumping bean, and they have a little stabilization bar, and it works wonders. It pumps the lymphatic system of the body and does is just great for supporting lymphatic flow. It's good for stabilizing and working with. They found that when people do that, that, you know, the blood pressure tends to change a little bit for the better. So it's just something that you, you know, anything you can do to increase cardiovascular function, you're going to help the heart for the most part. As long as your doctor's okay with it and you're not, your heart's not in a place where you can't exercise. I mean, there are people that are in places that are dealing with that, but it doesn't sound like you're in that position. But the medication, I know you're looking for options to be able to stay off of. Now, a lot of docs will work with you on coming off medications, but you have to stay very in close proximity to them. The follow-ups have to be on a steady basis, especially your family physician, your internal medicine docs, and depending on if your cardiologist put you on something. And usually they'll work with you if you'll change your diet, if you agree to exercise, if you're not smoking. So there's some parameters that you'll have to talk with them about, and most of them are willing to work with you. They just got to know they can trust you outside of their office, because the medications a lot of time are keeping you stable despite your lifestyle. And those medications are great stabilizers for the heart. I mean, my gosh, thank goodness we have them. But there's a lot of great things naturally you can do to support heart health, and the exercise is one. Plenty of good healthy fats and plenty of B vitamins. So the healthy fats, obviously almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, cooked with coconut oil and butter. Both of those are great. And then you also have to look at the B vitamins. B complex is good. I mean, obviously 1-3 times a day. B vitamins are the multivitamins of the heart. CoQ10 is really good too. But then just a good heart healthy diet. You know, plenty of good lean quality proteins. And then low glycemic carbohydrates, like fruits and vegetables. You don't want to do a lot of starchy carbs. You don't want to do ones that will raise your blood sugar up, because that can become a real challenge as well. There's so much that's great for heart health. I mean, even dark chocolate, it's the craze right now. And, you know, funny enough, they're raising the prices with dark chocolate because so many physicians now are recommending it. So it's driving up the the demand, and of course, everybody thinks now it's okay to eat chocolate, and so the price is going up. Imagine that. But those are great things you can do. When you're dealing with blood pressure, you want to come off medications, you have to work with your doc on that. Don't try to do it on your own. And you can usually find a physician that'll work with you, but you just have to be willing to make some pretty strong lifestyle changes, because there is a genetic involvement with blood pressure. It's not all environment. It's not all lifestyle. There definitely is genetic involvement with that, and you got to see where it lands, because some people it is more environmental or lifestyle based. And then some people, it's so strongly genetic that it's no matter what they do, they have to take the medication. So it just depends. But I would just work with your doc on that. And, you know, obviously I talked some about that in my book, Empowering Your Health, but it's more about the lifestyle choices that you can make. 888-283-7272. Let's go to Rusty. Hi, Rusty. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Dr. Asa. How are you this evening?
Living well, man. What's going on?
Well, 45 years old, got some strange heart problems going on. I was diagnosed with what they call Holcomb's sudden death disease. Are you familiar with that at all?
Heard of it, yes.
The septum of my heart is about five times larger than the normal person's.
Right.
So when my heart pumps, it pumps too hard, and basically my heart has a hard time repriming itself. What's so strange about all this is I've been a health nut my entire life. I used to be a long-distance runner. I was in the military for a long time. We led a super, very active lifestyle. Have always eaten fairly well. Our daughter was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes when she was 11, and that changed our diet plan a whole lot. And now, you know, they've implanted me with a pacemaker and a defibrillator. Got my heart ran down so slow that I can't walk to the mailbox without just being tired. Go to Walmart, to grocery shop, or whatever, and it just about kills me. They've got me on the metoprolol. They've got me on simvastatin. They've got me on nisin, verapamil, 325 milligrams of aspirin a day. And I just wanted your advice and suggestions, see what you thought.
Well, I mean, with that condition, there's a lot of challenges that come along with it, as you know, and as you're seeing right now. Now, the challenge is you've got to, the medications, typically, for the most part, for a period of time, you got to stay on. I mean, that's just, it is what it is. But what would you say are some of the major changes that you've made currently? And have you made any changes? This is why I want to ask you this. Have you made any changes that you've seen a considerable difference in the way that you feel?
No. I'm no longer able to work. My job was fairly physically demanding, so I can't do that. Exercise is totally out of the question. Like I said, to and from the mailbox is exhausting. You know, they don't want my heart, my blood pressure to be over 95, over 60. And those are all, you know, strange to me. No one I've talked to has ever been told anything like this.
Yeah. I tell you what, hang tight. We're going into a break. Don't go anywhere. We're going to talk about heart disease, specifically the one you're dealing with, and talk about different game plans that you can look at and some options, because I know it's challenging. I know you're frustrated, and I know you need some answers. So we'll get into that in just a moment when we come out of this break. Hang tight. 888-283-7272.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe's financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Call now, 888-283-7272. And check us out online at healthcoachradio.com.
Line broken this hour, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Going to the break, talking with Rusty. Rusty, you've been challenged with a little bit of heart condition. Little is probably not the best word, but I know you're frustrated with it. And now you went from being a guy that could just run around like an Energizer bunny, and now you can barely go out to your mailbox. Right?
That's right.
And so nobody's giving you any answers.
Not complete answers, no. The only thing they tell me is to stay stress free as possible, watch what I eat, keep my blood pressure down, and accept the consequences. The next step they're telling me is a heart transplant.
It's a challenging condition. It really is. And because there's some genetic involvement with that that plays a role and the deterioration that can happen within the heart, that's the challenging part. And so what they're telling you as far as stay stress-free and that sort of thing is good advice. It's good wisdom because, right now what your goal is to maximize the heart so that, every beat that it takes and every day that you have can slow down the deterioration. Because obviously the more stress you have and the more abuse we put on the heart, the more it's going to wear it out. I mean, that's just, we know that. But there's a lot you can do. Now, the medications you're taking are good. I mean, obviously, you have to take those right now. But there's a lot you can do. Now, have you done any type of, does exercise, I know walking and all that really wears you out, but have you tried anything like a stationary bike? You do anything for exercise that you can tolerate whatsoever?
The the stationary bike is impossible. A couple of 3 minutes is all I can bear to be on it. You know, water, just what, you know, anything in the water, you know, a couple of 3-4 minutes and I'm exhausted. Yeah, it's really sad. I mean, to me, it's sad that, you know, you said it yourself, you go from super active lifestyle to, you know, sitting in a chair watching television 10 hours a day. That's rough.
I know, Rusty. It is. And, you know, just talking to you, I mean, I talk to people all the time, obviously, that they're going through various things. And, you know, the challenging part is a lot of times you sit back and you just want to know why.
Exactly. Well, the question of why is not really there anymore. You know, I take what's given to me, and that's just the way it is.
You want to make it happen.
I would like to improve my quality of life. I mean, if I die tomorrow, that's fine. I don't regret anything I've done or have thought about. But I just like to improve my quality of life. I don't want to run the New York Marathon. But I'd like to, you know, I'd like to walk with my grandson around the block a time or two, or, you know, and enjoy life.
Love it. That's the attitude right there. That's it. And that's what's most important. And if you keep that through this, that's what's going to carry you through. And really, that's what's going to be a great reflection to so many other people around you, Rusty. Here's the key. You're with your heart, when you come to the place where you are right now, everything counts. Okay, so the days of eating what you want, the days, and some people disagree with me on this, and I don't really care. But some people will say, well, you know, you've got stuff going on, you might as well eat what you want, do what you want. I disagree with that, because if the body's regenerating every single day, each day old cells die off, new cells form, then what we do every single day matters. Everything matters. So it's a different ballgame now. It's like when somebody gets diagnosed with cancer, everything changes. And sad thing is, if somebody could be... You make the lifestyle choices and changes before someone gets cancer, then it would be a really good thing. But a lot of times people don't. They make unbelievable choices, and then when they get the diagnosis, then it's like the light bulb comes off and they need to make it happen at that point. And with you, it's one of those, it's kind of in that same boat. You know, now you've been given a deck of cards that you've got to play. How are you going to play them? So, again, my book, Empowering Your Health, there's a diet in there called the anti-inflammatory diet. Eating very well, getting inflammation as low as possible in the body, doing heart-healthy things every day, not just once a week or eating salmon once a week. You want to get omega-3 fats, high amounts of them every single day to keep your heart strong as possible. B vitamins, very important for the heart all the way around. Be taking them every single day. I think it's important because it's just health. It's good wisdom for doing that. And like you said, if you can take an extra 10 minutes a day to walk around with your grandson, that's what matters. Right now, those are the things in life that really matter, that are important. So look at the things that are really great for overall heart health, like dietary measures. And if you can exercise 3 minutes a day, then do it. If you can do anything, I mean, you got to walk that line of not wearing out, getting your heart too exhausted, but also you also got to do things that you can to keep your body healthy. It's a very fine line in that. And you want to go with what they've told you to stay stress-free. So do things that are not stressful for you and come up with those. And it's going to be different. You've got to find out what those are for yourself as far as activity levels and that kind of thing. Now, the other are the adrenal glands. The adrenal glands are the body's stress glands. And believe it or not, when you can get away from emotional stress and do everything you can to stay clear of that. If you've been under a lot of stress for your life, period, meaning you've had a lot going on and maybe you had financial stressors or you know, working or marriage or whatever it's been throughout life that have just life has just been kind of hard and stressful in some ways, it's always good to do things to build up the adrenal glands, because when you can build up the adrenal glands, it can help everything else within the body. So very simple. Again, B vitamins are good. But staying away from the processed foods are very good to help build the adrenals. High levels of vitamin C are really good, too. A lot of good studies out on that, just on the way it builds the immune system, but also it helps with the adrenal glands. Green tea is very good, too. Cuts down on cortisol and also helps balance out and help the adrenal glands in their function as far as strengthening them, not feeling so fatigued and so tired. A lot of little things like that can be great benefit to you and CoQ10. Don't forget that. If you're taking all the heart medications, CoQ10 is so important to take with it so that some of the side effects won't be that difficult on the heart as well, because they can have some extra little side effects in there. And I'm sure you probably read all the medications and all that kind of thing. But the big thing is your attitude. I mean, your doctor was right. You know, by avoiding the stress, that's a good general statement. They're sending you in the right direction, but it's going to be up to you to come up with a game plan for that. And I'm a big fan, obviously, of my book because I wrote it, but because the diet in there is very good, and it cuts down the inflammation in the body. And with so many conditions, even though yours has a strong genetic link to it, with so many conditions, it helps just because it helps the body function at a higher level. And if you can get your body and your lifestyle choices working at a better level, you are going to be at a better level. And that's the real key. And it's neat to see the attitude you do have, because your kids, your grandkids are going to benefit from that. And to be around a guy like that, very important for their development as well, and be a good role model for them. But we're here for you any way we can be. You know, obviously here on the radio each day. And if you need anything, you'll always email me. Thanks for the call, man. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Let's go to Jacqueline. Hi, Jacqueline.
Hello.
Good to talk with you, hon. How can I help?
So I've been on a roller coaster of the misdiagnoses with my doctors. I was originally diagnosed with erythema multiforme, but of course I was put on medicines, but my body kept getting worse. And so about 2 years ago, we went back to the drawing board, started all over again, and still no diagnosis. Mm-hmm. I was just wondering if there's anything I can do that can help my doctors diagnose me. And I have a lot of them.
A lot of them. Well, what have you personally been doing? Have you made any changes in your life right now with what you're dealing with? Or you're still just searching for answers?
I'm still searching for answers. It's been like a 4-year process altogether.
Now, why do you think they missed?
2 years from starting from scratch.
Why do you think they misdiagnosed you?
I don't really know. They took biopsies from my skin. Altogether, I've had 10 different biopsies. But they took biopsies from my skin originally and gave me that diagnosis. But my body wasn't responding to the medicine over a course of 2 years. So, and I kept getting worse. Other things started happening with my body.
Like
I was constantly getting sick. I've had the shingles twice. Constantly having urinary tract infections, just all kinds of things. My appetite's not the same.
And have they done just a battery of tests on you to figure out exactly what's going on? They've looked at everything, right? Or they think they have.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Now, so they've done 10 different. Let me ask you this. They did 10 different. How many different doctors did you have look at this?
All together?
Yes.
At least 7 different doctors. But right now, I'm just going to 4 of them. I have
all
my family practice doctor. I have my dermatologist. I have my rheumatologist. The erythema multiforme, or systemic lupus of the skin.
Right. But do they all agree? Do all 4 of those doctors agree with all the tests that they've seen that it is that condition?
Yes. Yes. Just put the word chronic in front of it. They made it from erythema multiforme to chronic erythema multiforme.
Sure.
But I got more labs out there now, so I'm still in the mix.
But if you've gone to all these doctors and they're telling you that you have it, and they've done all the tests, which, I mean, again, that's the tests are pretty good and they're pretty accurate. And if it was just one opinion, I would tell you, yeah, definitely go get another one. But is it?
My thing is, I'm getting worse. My body's getting worse. I'm on these medicines. I'm taking them faithfully, and I'm still getting worse.
Okay. All right, let's do this. Let's go into the break, because when you're dealing with lupus, the potential of lupus, as you say, and all the doctors are singing the same song, and they've done this test, and you're getting worse, but yet you're taking the medications, then there could be something going on. But lupus is a real challenge within itself. So hang on, we'll get back into it out of this break.
If you're worried about your health,
and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver. Silver 2015 for 30% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Hey folks, you've heard me recommend AminoActive for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried AminoActive and found it better than some prescription medicine.
I have been very active and still am all my life, and I sat and tripped over some heavy concrete sidewalk, fell flat on my face, but the worst damage was to my rib cage. I thought maybe I'd broken or cracked a rib. I discovered AminoActive. I had a great night's sleep. Otherwise, I could have been miserable. There are no side effects. It's non-toxic.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try AminoActive. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 855-442-6466. That's 855-442-6466.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, who includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993 today.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to SimplySafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimplySafeDefense.com.
Live healthy online at HealthCoachRadio.com.
Call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open this hour. Going to the break, we're talking with Jacqueline, and she's been to multiple physicians, seven doctors to be exact. Now she has four that are overseeing her care and treatment. One in family medicine, one dermatology, internal medicine, and rheumatology. And she has been diagnosed with what they're calling lupus. And it's a real challenge, obviously. But I'll tell you this, Jacqueline, if they've done the test, and we were kind of talking about that, and they're all kind of singing the same song, there, a lot of times you have to go with that. And I know deep down you're saying it just can't be. It doesn't seem right because I'm getting worse and worse and worse. But with lupus, a lot of times that can happen. A lot of times that downward slope is what people are so concerned about. Now, because there's autoimmune with lupus, you know what autoimmune means? Mm-hmm. It's where the body attacks itself, right?
Yes.
So There are some things you can do even more on the natural side to help the body fight. Now, it doesn't replace treatment because it's not treatment, but there's a lot of things you do help your body fight. Now, when you look at the autoimmune process, let's talk about that for a second. The autoimmune process, there are two different sides to it. There's the T1 helper cell sides and the T2 helper cells. They're called the killer T cells. And that's what the body has in place. It's a natural mechanism for it to go and fight against any type of invaders that might be coming into the body. And so you have to really be careful when you're looking at that to make sure that you have the right part of the body operating and functioning at the right way. Because if, for example, you're doing things in your daily life causing the T1 helper cells to work great and the T2 helper cells not, it can cause an increase or a rapid increase in what's going on within your body as far as the way you feel. And so it can make you feel like, or it could send your body into a place where it's not functioning at its best level. And that's why you feel like it might be getting worse. So there's a little test you can do, and obviously this is not proven with studies and everything else, but it's something that is more of it's just been kind of shown in more of the natural world to kind of help. And it's using echinacea tea and green tea. And it's just a good way to see which one of the teas can help you feel better. Because sometimes echinacea tea, and it's gotten a bad rap recently, but it's good stuff. It's good for your immune system. But echinacea tea, you can get it pretty much any health food store, grocery store for that matter. And a lot of times if you use echinacea tea, you can start drinking it, and you're either going to feel better or feel worse. If you feel worse, you obviously want to stop, but the deal is with echinacea tea or green tea, the one that makes you feel better is helping the immune system and suppressing the other side of it. And then if you drink one that makes you feel bad, then it's doing the opposite. And it's just, I mean, it's common sense. You can continue drinking those teas that are good for you and make you feel good. And then you probably want to stay away from the one that doesn't make you feel good. But they work on different mechanisms in the body. It's a little simple at-home test that you can do. But when you're with your rheumatologist, you might notice, I mean, obviously, as you're taking the medications, just to see if that might make you feel any different, if you notice that some of those mechanisms can help. And then, of course, your diet changes. Foundational Four, I'm a big fan of those. That's a good, no matter, this is for a lot, anybody, pretty much for good overall health. We've learned that good whole food multivitamin is very good. Cod liver oil is always good because your omega-3 fats, vitamin A and vitamin D. And digestive enzymes, really good for lowering inflammation in the body and helping your body process, digest, and absorb nutrients much better. And probiotics. Probiotics put the good bacteria back in your digestive tract, and that's always an important thing. But don't get discouraged. Here's the good news. Is you don't just have one opinion. You have seven. Now you have four doctors that are working with you that they've seen the test results. They're all saying this is what it is. So it's okay to have a health challenge. It's what you do with it. It's about the attitude that you carry with it. You definitely don't want to be in denial, is if you are facing some things, don't look at it as a disease so much, even though technically on paper it is. Look at it as more, call it in your mind, more of a health challenge. Because a challenge is something that you can always push through. You can always work through and come up with new ideas and new ways to get your body healthy. And so look at every day like a challenge. You may be given a certain deck of cards, but what can you do to make those cards better and make them play better so that you can be better, your health and your life can be better? And make that a resolution for yourself to not give up in any capacity and to keep working to get your health at the best level that it can be. 888-283-7272. Let's go to Nick. Hi, Nick. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Dr. Asa. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely, Nick. What's up? How can I help?
So I got three questions, actually.
We got time. We've got time for one question.
Okay. Well, then I go just ask one question. Well, I read on too many reports that if someone taking omega-3 and that person has like a history of colon polyps, that person will have, you know, is in a higher risk of getting colon cancer. I just ask you, you know, for your opinion?
Sure. My thoughts on that, I mean, cod liver oil or fish oil, just an omega-3 oil, depending on what they did with that study, I have not seen that study, first of all. And I don't buy into that study at all. But what I can tell you is this, is that if they used omega-3 gel caps for that study and didn't use regular fish oil, the oil itself that's unprocessed and it's mercury-free, then I would buy into the fact that you could do, because see, when they take any kind of fish oil, heat it, put it into a gel cap, it turns rancid into trans fat. Trans fats are the number one cancer-causing agent in the body. So if that's what they did their study with, which they probably did, because if they did a study with people, you know, but most people don't want to take the oil. So again, the gel caps, and they found that it could cause issues with colon cancer. I mean, yeah, any kind of trans fat, go eat a pack of crackers that has trans fats in it, and that's going to cause colon cancer as well. So it's a bunch of bunk, I think. That's my opinion and my thoughts. Cod liver oil or omega-3 oil is some of the best stuff you can put in your body. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding medical.
Hi, this is America's Health and Lifestyle Coach. Do you suffer from neuropathy, painful scars, joint and muscle pain, or migraine headaches? Then I want to tell you about an amazing product from the American Pharmacy Company. The American Pharmacy Company compounds natural creams by their pharmacists that can be a key to your life without pain. The topical cream is mixed from your doctor's prescription and instructions and targets numerous pain receptors at once. If you're challenged by fibromyalgia, arthritic pain, tendonitis, general inflammation, or even migraine headaches, then you should contact my good friends at American Pharmacy Company. The American Pharmacy Company compounding cream produces fewer side effects and reduces organ toxicity. That makes it safe, pain-free, and a true answer to your daily needs. Contact American Pharmacy Company today at 877-734-0695. That's 877-734-0695 or AmericanPharmacyCompany.com. If you don't have a physician, they can help you with that as well.